crooks often hide behind a private mail receiving company and defraud consumers in the process. I'm Shirley Rooker for the Federal Trade Commission. Recent amendments to postal regulations will make it harder for criminals to victimize innocent consumers by using mail drops. Anyone renting a box from a commercial mail receiving agency such as mailboxes, etc., Parcel Post, and Postnet will be required to provide two forms of ID, one being a photo ID. Yes, it is possible to produce false identification, but mail receiving agencies will be required to verify the validity of the information. In addition, the second line of the address block on mail going to mail drops must carry the designation PMB, which stands for private mailbox. It also must be on the return address of outgoing mail. These changes are significant because crooks hiding behind private mailboxes have ripped off seniors, traded in child pornography, operated lottery scams, and conducted a host of other fraud. I'm Shirley Rooker, director of WTOP Radio's Call for Action for the Federal Trade Commission.